We come to you with an emergency Gridiron Gentlemen podcast because we happen to be recording anyway, so it worked out quite nicely. Anyway, we're going to record a separate pod here about what's just happened involving the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers.
I thought you meant the rivalry jerseys.
Oh, did I get you under false pretenses then?
Yeah, what were the, what are you talking about?
Oh, a little ex-linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys has made a move to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
Yeah,
interesting.
Just he's a real project guy. Move to edge, see if it's going to work out. Jerry, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I'm the only guy that doesn't hate it from a Cowboys point of view.
Oh, really? So they get Kenny Clark and two firsts.
And that Kenny Clark, I don't care about. He wasn't going to sign. They weren't going to pay him when they get two firsts out of it. I don't think they're close enough that paying him was 160 million or something over 4 years, something stupid. I'm like, they're not close enough to be paying a non-quarterback that. And for the concept, I don't think the Packers are close enough to be paying a non-quarterback that either.
I think they are a lot closer than they were.
I think now they are further away from winning a Super Bowl than they were before.
Let me put it this way. If Jordan Love isn't the guy, they are fucked now.
Well, that's kind of it. And
yeah.
It's like when the Jets went for Aaron Rodgers, right? That very year, it made the Jets more likely to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you combine the percentage chances over the next 6 years, it made us less likely overall. Because it improved us from 0% chance to 0.5% chance. But it then meant we had 0% again for the next 4 years. Whereas if you had been smart with your drafting and not wasted draft capital, cap capital, etc., you could have higher percentages later on. I think this is the same here. I think they're now technically further away overall. They have more chance of winning it this year. I still don't think they will. So overall, I think they have a less chance.
To put it...
Should we introduce the third person? Cause...
Hello, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
That was
Josh as well.
Yeah.
So to put it into perspective, here's what the Green Bay Packers have spent first round picks on in the last, I think, 5 years. Let's leave it at 5 years. Matthew Golden this year, so jury's out. Jordan Morgan.
Who?
He's not doing so great left tackle.
Oh.
Rashawn Gary. We're going to go 2019, actually, because I wanted to include him. Devontae Wyatt. Lucas Van Ness. Quay Walker. I think that's it.
But that doubling down on bad mistakes doesn't fix the past. It's like they're lost leaders. What I mean is, like, you don't look at it and go, we've been bad with first rounders in the past, so let's just ignore them.
It's what the Rams did.
The Rams got over the line because they got the quarterback, though.
But
if the Packers had Matt Stafford and not like Matt Stafford from 5 years ago, because we all know I'm a Stafford guy, he's not the same player he was 5 years ago.
Yeah,
if
his back is going to fall apart.
Yeah, if the Packers had Stafford of 5 years ago, this makes much more sense. If you get Jordan Love and you still don't know if he's the guy, giving up two first rounders for a edge rusher who's an excellent player, that's not the point. Who I don't think puts you over the line seems counterintuitive to me.
See,
and paying 160 million.
I think he does put them over the line. I think so. The NFC North is incredibly competitive. This might have reshuffled things in the North, not the bottom. That stayed the same. Don't worry about that. But like, it's just in terms of like the three teams.
That ridge of the Vikings there.
Oh, that's cutting. More on that in our week one preview, but because I have a few spicy takes on that one. But I think this is the kind of move that could push them above the Lions or the Vikings.
Does it push them above the Eagles?
I don't think. Okay, so weirdly, I know this sounds stupid. I don't think that matters because I think when you get to playoffs, you've discovered whether you've got the quarterback that you need or not. Anyway. So, like,
also, you might end up not playing them in the playoffs. You might get lucky and miss them.
Whoever it is,
but that's the point. Someone's better than them, though.
Yeah.
If it's because the Rams have beat them, it's because Stafford's actually healthier than we think, and he's better than the Rams are better than we think. Or if Team X, but whatever happens, like, if someone beats them, you still need to go beat the team that beat the Eagles then.
Put it into perspective, if Devontae Adams puts up 200 yards against them in the playoffs to win them the game, if I fell over, I wouldn't hit the ground. But like, just...
No, but he's going for 2,000 yards this year, remember?
He might, you know. He's I don't know. It depends.
I don't know, because, yeah.
If Jimmy G's throwing him the ball, I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. Because Matt Stafford's spine appears to be made of cheese.
He's just put his body on the line a lot, hasn't he?
Yes,
like, yeah, it's the first season. Remember, yeah. Like back to his first season when he basically broke his back and went back out for the fourth down touchdown one.
Oh, that was a shoulder, wasn't it? That was brutal,
it looked horrible.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It looked horrible. Yeah. Whatever it was, it looked like the sort of injury where they wouldn't let him out. Now, 15 years later, you'd be told, "No, you're not getting back out."
I think if this opportunity arises, I think you've got to take it. I don't think there's a team in the league that are in a better position to do it. The Lions, maybe, actually.
The Lions are just a weird one because you don't know what their defense is going to be like if it doesn't fall apart to bits.
Yeah. I haven't even checked the cap space. By the way, congrats to our lads for already putting Micah Parsons on the Green Bay Packers. Well done there.
Quick work.
Yeah. Let's have a look at our cap.
The thing that the Packers struggled with last year was defensive consistency.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time. Their offense is decent because it's Matt LaFleur running it. So the scheme works. And it worked even with when they had the backup QB. Who was it?
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, yeah. Who is not a great QB, but they still won games with him in because the system's that good. So even if Jordan Love isn't the best QB in the league, he's still basically a top 10 quarterback. So that's fine. What Micah Parsons does is it puts it, basically you've got an extra defensive coordinator in your defense, because that's what sets Micah Parsons apart from other edge rushers. It's his ability to read and analyze the game as it happens on the fly in front of him. His ability to read what the offense is showing him and make adjustments is what makes him such an elite defender. Yes, he is physically gifted. Yes, he has all those attributes. It's his mental game that sets him apart.
Oh, my God. So I've just looked at Kenny Clark's contract. His cap hit this year is $20 million. So Cowboys will probably restructure that, I'd imagine, but still. So the way I look at it is this. Jordan Love now only needs to put up 24 points rather than 28 points a game.
Okay, but the way I look at it is you've now got over 100 million on Jordan Love and Micah Parsons alone.
Mm-hmm.
Average per year. Lamar Jackson's getting 52 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've just paid an edge rusher, linebacker. He kind of does a bit of everything, so don't want to pigeonhole him. 47 million a year.
Yeah.
That's if you don't win a Super Bowl this year, you're fucked. Pardon the French.
Possibly. But we want to know the one thing the Green Bay Packers are really good at is when they're in a perfect situation, getting it across the line and winning a Super Bowl. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I made a big deal about the 49ers overpaying Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of an overpay than that.
Because you know what? I've swung around to the idea of Brock Purdy being an okay payment for the Niners, because I think the Niners are kind of done for the next couple of years anyway. I don't think people are aware of that, but they are.
They are.
We'll get onto that in the next part.
Yeah, because the thing is, they're getting older. Their talent is old. So they've got a year tops that they could maybe get lucky and get a run in the playoffs, and that's it. So after that, all those old guys are disappearing off of that plate.
Yeah, at that point,
it doesn't matter.
You restart. But
you get a bunch of rookies. They're cheap.
Well, I guess. But you've now got 34% of your cap set aside on two players. I just do not think that's a smart way to build a team. Especially when you've now to kill your next two first rounders, so you're not even getting good cheap players coming in.
The one thing I'd say, okay, so for starters, by the way, the Packers defense without Kenny Clark isn't, it's, don't get me wrong. If someone said, here's Micah Parsons, would you rather have him or Kenny Clark? I would go, I would rather have Micah Parsons. But it does leave a hole in the middle. The only thing I'd say is at some point they had to take a risk, otherwise they end up like the Steelers. Which is you take a risk too late. So the risk the Steelers are taking this year is it's too late, like 3, 4 years too late that they decided to take a risk. The Packers are in that window now and they need to take the risk right now. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, you move on.
Yeah.
But
And the thing is,
you
we could
can't
take
though. You've signed them for 4 years.
we take shots at the Packers like every other team probably wouldn't have done the same thing. Any other team would have done the same thing to get
That
Micah
again,
Parsons.
it doesn't make it the
It
right thing to do.
doesn't make it the right thing to do,
Like
but every other team would have done it.
teams still take a quarterback that they think they can be the one to fix because Josh Allen was fixed. And now you see teams taking Anthony Richards and take like because what I think you need to play the odds and be smart and take risks, yeah, but I don't think taking the risk of spending two first rounders and 47 million a year on one defensive player. But we'll
So,
see.
looking at the Packers,
That's a great thing about sport though. We'll find out.
absolutely.
They need to play it on the field.
Packers defense was ranked third in points allowed, 19.9 points per game last year.
So, like, genuinely, how much better can it get?
That's kind of, yeah, you might be swaying me on this one.
Like, I'm like, how much, like, so your extra next, how much more in your offense could have got with an extra 20 million in cap hit and two first rounders going forward than what you're getting added on by switching Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons? Much better player, but in the modern NFL, you're not holding teams to much less than 19. Like, that's pretty much as good as you're going to get.
Yeah, if your offense isn't scoring over 19 points per game, then that's a problem.
But we'll see.
I like the move personally, and I don't love the move for the Dallas Cowboys because it makes them irrelevant, if I'm honest with you.
Their
Like,
defense
Dak just
think they
went,
were going to, I think they were
they
going to be
weren't going to be
irrelevant
good
anyway.
anyway,
Yeah.
and their defense has just literally fallen off a fucking cliff now. That is it.
I do
Okay.
think if you play
Because I mean, I think you
fantasy, I'd be
guys were.
packing Dak Prescott up in fantasy because they're just going to need to be throwing the ball everywhere.
True. But then on that, so, but this is a team that then went out and invested in like George Pickens. They invested in a wide receiver, by the way. They gave up a fourth round pick. I'm pretty certain he didn't make the team. Yeah. Jonathan Mingo didn't make the team by the looks of things. I'm just looking at it now.
I mean, what was the difference between having Micah Parsons and not having Micah Parsons last year for the Cowboys? What was that, like, 29th without him?
They were awful without him, but
Oh, and it was just you had to pay him. That was all you had to do. And I don't think you would have had to pay him as much as the Packers are paying him.
here's what I will say. There's been a lot of talking heads talking about how the Dallas Cowboys and trying to second guess whether they've made the right moves. This could be, and saying and trying to guess like, well, the Cowboys are clearly going for it. They brought in George Pickens. I didn't like him on the Steelers, but I like him on the Dallas Cowboys. Keep hearing that everywhere. Didn't like him on the Steelers, but I like him on the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe
Just
Cowboys are.
Cowboys suck.
as an FYI to back up your point as much as I want mine, the Packers are now favourites for the NFC North and they weren't an hour ago.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
I
by the
think
bookies, by the bookies, but
I would have them top of the NFC North now. Like, as you say though, like, is it enough to take them past the Eagles? I don't know, but it definitely helps. Like, they
it
needed
doesn't
something.
hurt.
But the more I look at the Dallas Cowboys, the more I think they're making like a lot of talking heads this year seem pretty stupid by trying to guess that they are actually trying to do anything other than stay
Suck.
relevant.
The Cowboys suck. They're gonna suck. Because you have what? I mean, you've got Prescott is a good QB if he can stay healthy. CeeDee Lamb is an elite wide receiver, absolutely. But it's kind of hard because he's kind of the only receiver. Because George Pickens is going to try and fight somebody downfield. He's not actually trying to, he doesn't care about the ball. He wants to just punch someone in the head.
I think this, I can't remember the teams that we're talking about in this pod coming up, because it's been ages since I've actually kind of like looked it all up. But I will say this. I dare say Dallas Cowboys are in the conversation very soon, if not this podcast. I'd be very surprised if they weren't. I just think we're probably going to have a conversation about the Cowboys in a bit anyway. Or I'm just looking now. We already talked about the Cowboys.
Ignore. I was going to say.
It's been a week. Not okay. Anyway, so yeah, this now, I've got over the last month so sick of certain podcasts talking about the genius of Dak Prescott, talking about how the Cowboys have a plan, how the Cowboys are going to nail it, how that they have a great rotational pass rush. Here's their rotational pass rush now when you take one player out. Marshon Neiland, Dante Fowler, Ezeriku, the Donovan Ezeriku, the guy they picked up this year, Sam Williams. There we go. That sounds great, right? No. Admittedly, their interior sounds pretty good. Odigizua and Kenny Clark, pretty good. But it's all right, though, because their linebackers are better. Oh, no, wait. It's Kenneth Murray and Laufu.
What suck, man. The Cowboys are going to suck.
But I'm now beginning to think that they're okay with sucking.
I don't think they are. I just don't think they realise how bad they're going to be. How bad they're going to be. Jerry Jones is not a man who's okay with being bad or being mediocre. But he's so stuck in the 90s that he doesn't understand that that's not how you negotiate anymore.
No, I think he doesn't care about winning or losing anymore.
I think he waited till the first day, official day of the college football season to announce that this is going to be something that was going to happen.
He just wants in the media.
Uh-huh.
And what you're trying to say? You're trying to say the Dublin game doesn't count, Dan?
No, I'm not trying to say that, but I'm trying to say that the official start... Yeah, no, I mean... But it's... I'm just trying to look at what they've got, like, in terms of cap space. I mean, Micah Parsons was eating up $24 million of their cap. Dak Prescott was $50 million of their cap space this year. And then you could look at 2026.
Well, that's the thing. If they had paid Micah 47, $107 million on two players, would have been ridiculous. For a team that aren't close to competing.
Dak's cap number next year is $74 million.
That's his cap number? Oh,
his cap number.
His average salary is 60 a year.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboys are in a bit of a hole, and I think
I'm so sad.
Do we know what Mika's cap hit is next year? Because I take it it's 188 over 4 years, which is 47 a year, but I'm guessing a lot of that's going to be a signing bonus and then not a lot of salary hit next year, probably.
I mean, to be fair, it's only minutes ago that we found out what he was being traded for, so I don't think that's hit yet, but their cap number goes up in 2027, which is probably the next time they'll be good, and they'll have another draft pick in 2027. So congratulations, Dallas. How about them Cowboys? I think Dallas, buckle up. I think it's gonna be a rough couple of years, but ultimately you probably needed to change something, and I would like to think the thing that changes from all of this is Jerry Jones takes a step back, but I don't
I hope Jerry Jones dies, but you know,
Jesus, man. Anyway,
see, I think Jerry's senile. I don't think he's like evil.
Yeah,
he's not Chris Johnson and Woody Johnson.
No, exactly. Yeah,
like he's an old white billionaire, but there is even levels to old white billionaires.
Yeah,
and a lot of players that played with him in like the 90s and that love him to bits.
That's because he gave him cocaine.
But to be fair, the current players love him as well, as long as they're on contract. Like anyone, see, everyone that he spends time with him seems to love him. Like Micah Parsons enjoyed spending time with him. That was the problem in the first place.
Yeah. And also, I think it's just one of those things. I do think if you're not near competing, paying a defensive player 47 million a year is mental. So I get why they didn't do it. But they're now going to be irrelevant this year.
Oh, yeah, in the next couple of years.
No, speaking of irrelevant teams.
Let's we're going to wrap this pod up, this one, and we'll get onto the crux of an actual podcast. So we will leave it here. This will be released as a separate one. And thank you for listening.